We have in our studio special guests we're honored to have with us this morning. Laurie and Jerry Clemens are in with the Extended Family for Kids and Extended Success for Life. We have a couple of things we're going to be discussing this morning, and we're thrilled to have them in with us. And Jerry and Laurie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. Baker.
It's an honor to have you folks in with us this morning and getting in early. I know you folks rise and shine and get your day started early, so this is nothing new for you. Laurie, tell us a little bit how Extended Family is going. You got it started some years ago, and it's been very successful and helped a number of people, and wow, it's just growing, growing, growing.
We are. Extended Family is 20 years old now. We are a nonprofit based here in Cherokee County. And Jerry, I started Extended Family 20 years ago because I found myself in a situation I had never been in before. What happened was my husband had to go to prison. In our particular family, we were just a happy little family moving right along. My husband was sober, and after 9 years of sobriety, he drank again one day. And he drove, he caused a head-on collision, and it killed the other driver. It was a terrible accident. He was terribly injured as well, but he did take responsibility for that accident, and as a result, he was sentenced to prison, and he went to prison here in the state of Alabama for 6 years. And when he came home, he was home on probation for many years. But when my husband went off to prison, I looked around at our little family and said, well, who's going to teach me how to do prison? I was looking for solutions, and it led me to start this nonprofit, Extended Family, which is still going today. Some of our biggest programs are for children, Extended Family for Kids, which we love doing. But we have a brand new program that we're so excited about, and it's called Extended Success for Life.
And it has been successful in helping so many people.
It has. We have just launched Extended Success for Life, and my husband, Jerry, after he came home from prison, he worked successfully in our community, re-entered successfully. When he retired in 2020, our board of directors decided to hire him to work for Extended Family, and now here in this year, we've launched this new program that he's in charge of, actually. Because it's a re-entry program for men re-entering the community.
And that is a wonderful thing to help get people re-entered. Jerry, tell us about your situation. Who taught you about re-entry, or did you just have to feel your way?
Well, Jerry, that it's interesting. We kind of learned when I came home, my wife and I learned several areas that I was different and she was different. And, of course, she's the brains of this outfit. So she put together a going home workshop, which is six areas that we were experiencing that we had changed, and called that a reentry program, and began going into the state prisons and introducing that those ideas to guys that are in the reentry phase of getting out of prison. And so we've presented the Going Home Workshop to over 1,800 of those guys over the years.
To help them re-enter smoothly and transition back in to the lifestyle and becoming a productive citizen in their communities, wherever they live.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Wow. That is awesome, because that's tough. Because after a person has been incarcerated for 6 years, things change. Your lifestyle has changed. And because life inside is...
Just 6 years and experienced that. What about the man that has been in 10, 20, 25 years?
Right. That, well, when a person comes out after 20 or 25 years, the electronics have changed, things that we didn't have. You know, there weren't cell phones, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and now look at where we are. So people have to really adjust to a lot of different changes. And way back 30 years ago, 20 years ago, there was no electric vehicles. Now, you know, so people have to really adjust. And then, of course, families change, because the family, the nucleus of that family has had to adjust without that person, and now they've got to bring them back in. So I'm sure you help with that. How do you go about getting the men to understand about what they're looking at?
Well, first, Jerry, we have a, I guess you would call it a vetting process, where I will meet a gentleman that may be a returning citizen for the program of Extended Success for Life. And we meet and we talk about where they're at, where they think they're at, where they'd like to go. And because it is for those who want it, and as we know, not everyone wants to do better. They're in a certain phase in their life, but we determine if they are ready to move on. So there are a number of areas. Extended Success for Life is 20 lessons, and it can be in the area of planning for their future, transitioning, like you said, from incarceration into the community, making choices to change, learning from their mistakes, getting help for mental illness or substance abuse. So there are a number of areas that I assist them with.
And let me ask you this. How can people be involved? If we have people that are listening this morning and they have family members that may be incarcerated that will be coming out of the system and coming back into everyday life, how can those people get their family members that are transitioning out of the incarceration back into everyday life? How can they get in touch with you and tell us also how much it costs for them to go through this?
Yes, sir, Jerry. It is free. It is free, and it's for men only, because I meet one-on-one with the men. And this is for men returning from prison or jail or teetering on the edge or been out for a while and would like some assistance in Cherokee, DeKalb, and Etowah counties. Judges, law enforcement, we get references from them, attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, bail bondsmen, family members, community outreach organizations, 12-step programs, family members, halfway homes, transition homes. So they can contact me. My cell number is 256-706-2043, and I'm with Extended Family. You can contact Extended Family. They have a phone number. It's my wife's, 256-927-7997, or email me. We have an office here in town also at 121 Piedmont Highway, Suite B.
Now, these re-entry citizens coming out of prison or out of jail, and they want to help to assimilate back into the community, they've got some obligations there. Let's talk about the obligations with Extended Family. What are they obligating themselves for with this program, Jerry?
Well, a gentleman that is willing to meet with me one-on-one once a week minimum, we give them a sign-up sheet, and they agree to 20 lessons, 20 weeks. We've had 7 returning citizens sign up. 1 has completed the 20 weeks. We have 2 that are halfway through right now. So they agree to meet with me, come to the office, meet with me once a week for an hour in a private office. But I'm willing to, every returning citizen is different. And sometimes they need help with transportation, they need help with housing, and maybe need help with learning how to get back into school or taking a welding class. I'll assist them with that.
Great. And so you can help them with employment partially there, with training, getting retrained and retooled for workforce and things of that nature, or whatever their needs are.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
That is wonderful. And in addition to that, how about, does it ever involve other family members other than the person that is reentering the coming back into the community?
There are many times that there are loved ones involved, family members, wives, children, mothers, and yes, Jerry, we want the returning citizen to have a relationship with the loved ones out here, and sometimes it's a little harder for the gentleman to figure out how to have a relationship with their kids that maybe feel estranged from them, but we work at that.
Well, if they've been in, you know, say 6 years or 10 years, their children have grown up. They're not the little children that they were or the young children.
That's
things change. And so they have to adapt, a major adapting like that. So with that being said, I'm sure that it's not easy for the reentering citizen, nor has it been easy for the family.
That is correct. And of course, we change when we're incarcerated. We change, our personality changes to get along with the people inside prison. I was a little harder edged when I came out. So that has to transition. And it takes time to do that. But I've been there, and that's the advantage. I can meet with these gentlemen and share my experience with them related to that.
And say, if I can do it, you can do it.
Exactly.
You've got the model for them, and all they have to do is follow, and you'll help them. But it takes the work on their part, too.
Absolutely. This is for men who want it.
Yes.
There are men that need it, as evidenced by anyone around them, but they're not necessarily in that phase in their life where they want it.
I understand. So if family members want them to be part of it, they can get in touch with you. And Jerry's number is 256-706-2043. And you can get in touch with him there. Jerry, tell us a little bit more about you're just starting this program. It's new. I know that your hopes are that you'll cut down on recidivism on returning to prison. I know that that's the end goal.
Yes, sir, absolutely. There are three areas that we've determined that men, returning citizens, could use help. And they're dreaming, learning, and living. I was able to dream because I had a family to come home to, and there are men that don't necessarily have that right away. So dreaming, through customized lesson plans, returning citizens articulate what their dreams are and set goals. Then with learning, with classes and interactive activities, the returning citizens take steps to reach their goals and realize their dreams. And of course, I'm right there with them to help guide them. In living, the returning citizens receive one-on-one support from me and are provided with the tools to work toward their goals.
Wonderful. And of course, I can see where this program would be successful only with those who can dream and think about what they want and where they, what they could possibly have and where they want to go, and then make those dreams become reality.
Yes, sir.
It takes work, doesn't it?
It does.
It's not easy. Well, congratulations on this new program. We want to wish you well with it. Is there anything that we haven't covered, Laurie or Jerry, that you want to cover in this that needs to be brought out that we haven't covered? I know we've just had a few minutes, but we don't want to leave anything out.
Well, I think the secret to the success of this new program, Extended Success for Life, is, one, Jerry does have the personal experience, but because it's set up through this idea of dream, learn, and live, we are able to give the returning citizens their internal motivation that they want, that they need to do something different in their life. It is about them being able to say, what are my dreams for my future? They are not alone.
Right.
Jerry will go to court with them. He will take them to that appointment where they're going to either get another job or, you know, have higher educational opportunities. And for so many folks, it's just that little bit, you know, of encouragement, walking alongside and learning that's going to help them make their dreams come true.
Exactly.
And that's what Extended Success for Life is built on. Let's find out what your dreams are. Let's help you make your dreams come true. And let's help you be successful in your own life.
And let them know there is life and can be successful living after their incarceration.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's wonderful. You've proven that. And you're a role model for these men that's coming out of prison. And, of course, do you think in the future that, now Jerry's doing this program for men, do you think you'll do it for females, for ladies in the future?
We've been asked that question, Jerry, by several folks, females who need it, law enforcement, judiciary. So we would love to build towards that. But what we found at Extended Family that really works is if we start a program, we start it out as a model program. We started out here in our own Cherokee County, and then it spreads. And as Jerry said, this Extended Success for Life will accept men from Etowah, DeKalb, and Cherokee County.
Yep.
So we're seeing success. We think one day it will grow to include females returning from prison as well.
Well, Jerry, you work in three counties, and with this program, it's bound to grow, and you're going to stay really busy.
Yes, sir. And I am busy now.
I
run the streets, but it's an honor and a privilege, and it's my heart, Jerry. I love assisting men getting out of prison for a different trajectory for their life.
Sure.
And to eliminate the returning to prison.
Well, kudos to you on starting this program, because I know it's necessary, it's needful, and it'll help pave the way for successful citizenship for many, many people coming out of incarceration. Thank you so very much. Anything else?
Thank you for having us, and we look forward to working with the returning citizens coming back to Cherokee, Etowah, and DeKalb counties. They can just call Jerry at 256-706-2043.
Give him a call and let him assist your loved ones in a reentry program to living in the community.